Welcome to Slug's bi-weekly Slug Soundwaves podcast. Here, in our print mag and on slugmag.com, enjoy our curated content that highlights the best of Utah's alternative and underrepresented music, arts, events, and community subcultures. If Slug has benefited you or someone you love, consider contributing to sustain our existence. Head to slugmag.com/donate to join our community of donors.
KRCL was founded in 1979 to bring a more diverse voice to Salt Lake City and surrounding areas. KRCL is community funded and supported, which allows diverse commercial free programming that varies from indie to hip hop, blues to bluegrass, metal, punk, indigenous, and bilingual programs. Every weekday at 6 p.m., KRCL's Radioactive brings you grassroots activism and civic engagement with punk rock farming and live local music on Fridays. Tune in to KRCL at 90.9 FM. Stream at krcl.org or download the app on the App Store.
Shh. Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves.
Why you stay silent too? Why people are stuck but far away from you? People keep dying and we all just live our lives. But a child loses hope.
All right. Well, my name is Chris Proctor. I'm the bass player and the singer and the songwriter of the band Modifiers here in Salt Lake. We've been a band. We started this project in about 2015-16 as a side project to a band we were in called The Wheel Kills. And that band had some success, like signed to a label, magazines, all that stuff, tours, and sold a number of CDs back in the day. Then we started this band just as a side project. And when The Wheel Kills broke up, Modifiers was here. We got a new drummer. His name is Dylan Hoover. Best drummer I've ever played with in my life. He's just barely 30 years old. I'm 15 years older than this guy. And he's a prodigy. It's amazing. And so Modifiers was growing. And the original guitar player that I started the band with and the drummer, we flew to New Jersey. That original guitar player is no longer in the band, but we made a record with the guitar player from Bouncing Souls in 2021. And since then, the band has, it was COVID years. so here we are going through those years, trying to put out music, touring was very minimal at the time. Venues were being shut down. And so immediately when the first record got done, I started writing for the second record. And we played some shows. We did some small tours. One of our tours a couple years ago intersected with GBH in California. And we were on tour with a band from Italy called Svetlana's. Great hardcore band, originally from Russia. And we've had a little bit of lineup change in those years, but right now our lineup consists of me, Dylan Hoover, our original drummer, and we have Regan Ashton, who's on rhythm guitar, and he was in a band called Problem Daughter here in Utah, and played a movement back in the day. He's had some success as a solo artist too. We just recently got a new lead guitar player, Riley Werner, and he was in a band in Salt Lake back in the day called The Withdrawals. I describe it like this, and it's kind of funny. We're like a blend. If you mix Dead Kennedys with Bad Religion, they had a baby, and that baby married someone in Circle Jerks, and that baby had a, or that whatever entity had a baby with Clint Eastwood, and then they listened to a lot of surf music, and then they decided to start a band. Whatever came, that's what my band sounds like. It's like Bad Religion-y, Dead Kennedys, Circle Jerks-y, surf-y, spaghetti western music. We like dark harmonies. We like building with our voices with this powerful music behind it. with creepy surf guitar bits that come in, you know, breakdowns that take you out of, you know, that punk rock feeling and right into a dark spaghetti western theme song, you know, and it's cohesive with the sound. It builds depth, and it's not boring to us, you know. Surf is so much fun to play. It makes you want to dance. Punk rock makes you want to riot and jump all over the place, you know. And when you combine those with good harmonies, it's just fun to listen to. It's fun to play. And so, yeah, that's the best way I can describe it. You always got to throw Clint Eastwood in there. So he gives him that, you know, that attitude. The Wilkills actually played ska and punk, and I've always loved surf and dark music, you know, with like a minor key sound. And so we didn't decide to write this. It was just in really bad times in the world, and I sat down, and when I wrote Well-Oiled Machine, just the title track that we named the album after, Well-Oiled Machine, it's about the destruction of the world, the country, you know, people being, you know, with their blinders on into everything, with this fake smile, feeding themselves to a machine that just eats them and oils its gears with their blood and guts, you know, and they happily go in and do this, and this is the world. And so we're passionate about that. And since then, it's only gotten worse. And so the songs we write about resonates with us. We're very political. We're very woke. We're woke as fuck, you know? There shouldn't be a single person in this planet that doesn't have compassion, empathy, and, you know, just bleed their heart out for what's going on. And to stay silent and not to have a voice feels very broken to me. And I have a platform with music, and my band feels the same way. And so not only do we love our music and we feel passionate about it, but we sing about real things. And it's serious. And so how do you create change? You know, there's got to be a revolution starting somewhere. So, it doesn't matter if it's a local band or if it's a huge headlining band. You know, look at Dropkick Murphys right now coming out, and they are speaking out about what's going on with Palestine, what's going on with Trump, you know, and the Epstein files. It doesn't matter. You know, we have a divide in this country now where we know who certain people are. Doesn't matter. There's no going back. And, just shows how messed up we are. And so you have people with platforms, whether they're comedians or musicians or actors, that can hopefully spark some change. And we're definitely not quiet, and we're a band of brothers that feels exactly the same, that loves this music and wants to write this music and puts it out, and we believe everything that we say and do, and we follow through with by doing so. I call it my creative floodgates. When they're open, they're open. Songs are pouring out. When they're closed, it's impossible. And so with the state of the world, with where my mind is, and I'm always writing music every single day, so something will spark it. You know, it doesn't matter. It could be, I heard a funeral concessions, they were singing over the children and people that have died in Gaza. And it's so powerful from these people. And so being inspired by that has nothing to do with punk rock, you know, but I am completely The world doesn't necessarily make it easy to write these songs. It's really sad. Some songs I can't even sing for months after I write them because they're too deep. But it does open up some pathways for creativity in the way I use my words and what I say and how I rhyme, you know. And so, you know, I have a line in Fuck Donald Trump, I'll let you play it, you know. But, you know, getting to use words like a wolf in sheep's clothing and an antichrist disguise, you know, and we're all waiting for it. We're waiting for those nukes to hit. You know, that's straight out of reality. But, and so those words came from just knowing what's going on, but putting them in a creative way with what's going on too. I wouldn't say it's easy, but it definitely opens those creative gates. Yeah. Still, it's hard to write about. I have a song about Epstein. It's great, you know, and it's, but I name drop and I'm serious. And I sing from the perspective of someone who would own an island and want billionaires, whatever, you know, come, you know, take advantage of my slaves on this island. They're all underage and it's creepy. You know? So you sing about that in a way that gets people's attention instantly. It's a story. You have to finish it the moment you start it. And, but it's about very real topics that are deep. I write a song, I'll hear it up here entirely, two guitars, bass, drums, and I play all that. So when I write a demo, I can play all those, and I'm playing what I'm hearing. And then I listen to that song on repeat thousands of times, and it evolves, parts change, it gets structured, and I have no words, no lyrics, and I don't have a big notepad or whatever full of lyrics that I just pick for this song. I wait for the song to tell me. And once I have an idea and I freestyle, I drive around in my car with headphones on and I listen to my music, my own demos over and over and over and over again. It's just music. And I freestyle. Some of it's alphabet soup, which is, I have no idea what I'm saying. This word doesn't even mean anything, you know, but it fits and I'm putting the harmony to it and eventually I'll replace it with something real until something sticks. And what ends up happening in that song, it'll hit me. I'll just say a line. I'll be like, oh, this song's about cops. I had no idea. And then after that, it's real easy. Then I know what I'm writing about. I know how I'm going to write about it. I already kind of know the melody and the harmony, you know, and then I just write the words. So the words for me come last. And I have friends that the words come first. They can't write music until they know what, you know, that song's going to be about. So it's a little different for me, but that's how we do it. So, and we got 28 songs on this new album that we're whittling down to 15 or 16 and two that are coming out on a 45. It's a lot of songs and we had 11 on the last one. So yeah. That's how I write music. When you got a songwriter in a band and they present music to their band, depending on how it's set up, like my band, we are all equal members of this union. We get votes. I can write what I think is the best song in the whole world and I love it. And then I show my three dudes and they go, we don't like it. And I'm voted out. That's a song that has to go back to the drawing board. Whatever it is they don't like, we're going to fix it. And maybe they just don't like it. And so, and then the also the other way around, I have a song that is on Well Oiled Machine, and I've never liked it. There's a few songs on there I don't, but my band does. They love it. And when we play it live, it resonates. People like it. But I'm the one singing it and playing it, and I don't like it, but I do it because my band likes it and people like it. So we vote on everything. But the way it works is when I write a song, I wait until I have a demo with all the parts that I know are supposed to be there, whether the words are there or not, and then I show my band. And if they like it, then we play it. And they get to make those parts that I wrote their own and give it their flair and their talent and their ability that I don't have. And that's how we do it. And if they got a song, they show me, same thing, you know? Occasionally we write as a collaborative group, sit down and write an entire song together. But in some bands, that's all they do. No one writes other parts for the other guy. But there are songwriters out there that can play all the instruments. We can write and we can record it in a way that other people can, you'll hear it. Maybe there's a song called To Doom We Go. It's a demo. We can do a brief clip of it. And that's all me. So, brief sample off the new album, but this is how I do it. And so no one knows. It sounds like the whole band, but when the band gets together and then we do record it, you can tell. My band's incredible. So they do things that I can't do. And so it can get tricky with songwriting. You can have people's feelings get hurt. Egos get in the way. With maturity and caring about the other people in your band and what they think and just respecting their opinions, you'll have a good band for a long time. But some people, their egos get in the way. You might have the greatest music in the world, but you have a dysfunctional band and it's not going to go anywhere. No one's going to hear it. Even if they do hear it, you're not going to. You have a dysfunctional band. So it's a marriage between four people and everybody's opinion matters. So it can get delicate showing music to people, but also they're hungry for it. So the more I write, the more I show, the more we have to play. And so, yeah, there's a fine balance. The first one I would have featured on that record that I think is my favorite song would be Well Oiled Machine. It's a long song, and it's deep and dark and really kind of gets you in the mood of the band. And on the new record, that's kind of hard to say because they're all my favorite. I wrote a lot of songs, but the title track of this album is To Doom We Go, and that would be one that I would absolutely, you can listen to the whole thing, even as a demo. And then there's another one called Human Wasteland Part 2. There was a part 1 on the first album that's short, and part 2 is longer, but it's completely different, so it's worth listening to. Maybe we'll get a clip of that, but those are some songs I would say listen to. The new singles that we have coming out, Stand Up On Their Own, Fuck Donald Trump hits, Mr. Pig hits, definitely listen to those songs. Those would be, I'd say, the five. Go listen to them on repeat, you know, and gives you a good sense of what the band's about. We also play instrumentals. I love surfy, dark, punk rock instrumentals where it just makes you want to dance and move. Gives you that Dick Dale feeling with Dead Kennedys vibes, you know. Yeah. Oh, man, that gives me goosebumps. I just love those two together. Dick Dale and Dead Kennedys should have a baby. Let's be honest. But yeah, those five songs are really good singles. We're going to go with some finished music for this. And one of the five, I would say Mr. Pig. It's great. It's got a good message for the times right now. It's surfy and punk rock and dark and has cool parts. So that would be one. Let's play it, you know. And off the old album, again, Well-Oiled Machine is always a good one. So... So finding our music, you can go on Spotify or Apple. Well-Oiled Machine is on there for sale right now. And for the new stuff, we will have it streaming. We're going to have vinyl and CDs, stuff like that, available shows on the web store. You can go to Instagram, which is Modifiers Official, and talk to us directly. You know, if you want to order some records, we'll have everything on there soon. It's a new page. If you go to Bandcamp and find Modifiers, you can find all of our links as well. And so the new album, the full length album, and the single is being self-released. We have our own record label called War on You Records, named after a song off the first album. And the full length album, who knows, you know, but people will be able to get that as well on vinyl and everything. But right now, for immediate streaming, you just head over to Spotify or Apple and listen to Well Oiled Machine right now. If you enjoyed this episode of Soundwaves, please take 60 seconds to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
This episode was produced and edited by me, Nate McQuivy, and promoted by the Slug Magazine editorial staff. Be sure to check out this month's issue of Slug. You can find a copy any place cool or at slugmag.com.
Did you enjoy this episode of Slug Soundwaves? You and the local community can continue to enjoy Slug Mag's content for free, but please consider making a one-time or ongoing contribution. Each contribution, no matter the amount, helps support Slug's creation of thoughtful media coverage on SLC's music, arts, events, and community subcultures. Head over to slugmag.com/donate to make your contribution today.